counting you down to the state quarterfinal. It is Central Cass and Bowman County coming up. We're joined by head coach Jay Bachman, and we'll get to the game. We'll get to the state tournament later on in the interview. But, Coach, you're now in the state tournament. What are your emotions like?
Super excited. You know, when you win on Friday night, you're so excited, And even Saturday, your heart is still pumping. And then Sunday, you realize a lot of work to do. And then you get to school, and you're really excited again, but you still have lots of work to do. So excited. I mean, the whole school's excited. Everyone's, congratulating you, and it's really fun. And then you just kind of count down the hours and the days then until you can get to the game again, because it just seems like everything goes so fast, and then now everything's going to go so slow. So excited to get to the game, excited to, get another chance to show what we can do. I hate to say that we've been there before, so we're not as excited, because we're definitely as excited, but definitely have a little bit more of not as nervous, maybe, because we have been there before and we have played in the dome before, so a little bit, maybe less nerves and just still a lot of excitement, though.
Friday night's game, I thought, showed the value of experience, because any nerves that your team might have had were quelled by Claire early in that game. I mean, that was fantastic.
For sure. We talked about all season how we have to come out strong to start. We have to, not necessarily put teams away, but we have to come out ready to play every single game. And I thought we did it. I mean, and at one point it was 4-4, and then it was 9-8, and then, then we kind of ran away with it a little bit. So I thought that was really good, and our experience definitely showed. I think we got to them early. We wanted to get to them earlier. We wanted to make them have to play the catch-up game, and I think that really paid off in the end, because they were trying to come back, and you could just see how tired they were, and we still looked fairly fresh. So, it all worked out in the end.
That was a theme in that regional tournament. Three games, you jumped all over people early. Is that something that comes with experience, or is that something that comes from a coach's pep talk?
I don't know. I would say it's kind of both. I mean, at some point, you can give them the rah-rah speech, and you can try to get them pumped up. And I think now that these girls have had the experience, I think they can do that. They do that themselves. I still do my best to get them ready, and I still give them a speech, and I still have stuff written out, and I'm reading quotes to them and stuff like that. So I'm still trying, and they are really kind of embracing it and taking it. And in another interview that one of, I think it was Claire, did an interview, and she had quoted me, like what I quoted to the team. So then I knew, hey, someone's actually listening to me. So it was a good feeling, and I'm just glad that they're listening to what I'm saying, and hopefully it's helping, because, that we've done such a good job of coming out strong, and we got to do that three more times.
The other thing that you were outstanding at last week is you held teams to just over 40 points a game. I mean, if you do that most nights, you're going to win.
Correct. We pride ourselves on our defense, right? Like, I think right now our season average is like 32 points is our average. I think I would say against very good teams. Northern Cass is a very good team. I think we're still, we're hovering in that 40, in those 40s, whether it be 49 or 45 or whatever. But, that's huge. Like, if you can hold teams down to that, like, I think Northern Cass averaged close to 70. I think they were the highest in the state. And to hold them to, less than 50 is really awesome. And I think that's just a testament to the girls and how hard they work defensively. And, I think the beginning of the year, we weren't quite ready defensively. And as the year's gone on, we've really, kind of stepped up and really kind of taken to heart, like, hey, we're going to be a defensive team, but we need to all work together. And it's been really, it's just a testament to my other coaches and a testament to the girls.
This group, I know no matter what happens, Saturday night is going to be pretty emotional for you at the end of the third game this weekend. What does this group of seniors mean to you?
It's just the program builder, right? Like, I should get no credit. Like, the girls do everything, right? Like, I put some stuff on paper and get them to games, and, I call play here or there, but I got to give all the credit to the girls, right? They've taken everything that I've tried to do for the past 8 years, and they've really embraced it, from their work ethic to book studies that we do as a team to little kid camps, ball handling, fundamentals. Like, they've taken everything that our coaching staff has really said and just kind of ran with it. I think so much as them as a whole group, to have seven seniors and still go to state is awesome, and you couldn't trade it for the world. Last year as juniors, they got a really sour taste losing early on in the regions, and I think that really propelled us for the year. And it's going to be sad when they go. Regardless of if we win or we lose, it's going to be sad if they leave. So I'll be ready for it. They'll be ready. We've been saying all year we got 26 games, so we still got three left, and we're going to enjoy them while we still got them.
Last one before we take a break for you. Seasons like this do not happen by accident, and they do not happen without adversity. When you write mentally or on paper the story of the 2022-23 season to this point, what does that story look like? I mean, what what are some of the things that maybe we don't always see that you did have to fight through?
Firstly, the beginning of the season, not having DeConte, and really not necessarily not having her, is not knowing. Right? Not knowing, is she going to get a play? Is she out for good? Is she going to be back in the limited role? Like, that was the first hurdle we had to jump, right? We had to get ready. So then we get ready for a season, we have her, and then all of a sudden, we got to get used to playing with her again. So, like, hurdle was not having her, then getting used to it, and then coming back and having to learn how to replay with her on the court, right? So those are two big hurdles. Next is we took a couple lumps early. We lost some games early, and, you know, we were preseason ranked number one, and then all of a sudden I think there was one week we were only receiving votes. And not that that matters in the life, but I think that maybe gave us a little life of, hey, we need people to respect us. Like, we're not just some slouch. Like, we need people to respect us right now, even though we lost a few games. And I think the girls really kind of took that to heart of, no, we're going to come out and we're gonna be ready to play, and we're not going to let people think that they can walk over us. Like, that's not who we are. I think another hurdle we had was we didn't have a lot of, like, we had our four of our starters who have a ton of experience from last year. But after that, none of the other, so I played basically nine players. The other five hardly ever played in a varsity game. So, like, it was their first region tournament last week, right? It was their first home varsity game. Like, they had a lot of firsts. Now, we did have the experience from four girls, but five girls had zero experience. So getting them up to speed, getting them the plays, getting them the defensive rotations, like, that was another huge hurdle that even as a coaching staff, we didn't really realize is, man, we got to get these girls caught up and up to speed. And then I think once we got them up to speed, and I think once we got used to playing with D again, like, and I think it all just kind of started tumbling and rolling and rolling. And then we had another hurdle. Taylor Severson got hurt. So then she missed three games. We lose to Oaks. With her, I think we win that game. There's another hurdle. So then we were ready. But now ever since that Oaks game, we've been back healthy. We've been flying around, playing well. I think we're on like a 13 or 14 game win streak right now, which is huge. So I think those things just kind of all lumping together and jumping those hurdles. And maybe some of them were just little hurdles, but definitely hurdles. Like, there was definitely hurdles in the season. And it was just a fun year, and it would be an interesting book to write, but I don't plan on writing it, but it's been a good year.
Lots more with Coach Bachman, including a preview of Bowman County when Central Cast Basketball continues in a moment.